Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey everyone, it's Caroline from G-Thanks Just Bought It, reminding you that in between episodes, you can find me on Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod. You can find products that don't make it onto the episodes and recommendations from listeners like you. So before you start this episode, give it a follow and say hi in the comments. And for a full list of every product we featured on G-Thanks, visit gthanksjustboughtit.com/episodes. See you there. Hello, and welcome to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It. It's the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Sally Tamarkin.
Hey, Sally.
Caroline.
Sally.
How the hell are you?
You know, I'm doing well. We just checked our mics. We all remember AudioGate of February.
Who could forget?
It
was an inside job.
A little update before we get into today's episode. They are just dropping HBO Max to Max.
Mm-hmm.
How did the real John Max oust what is his name? Timothy HBO from the deal?
I think that the real John Max has been angling for this for a long time. We all know
Timothy
was his rival. And that he wanted to overtake him. I mean, you're watching Succession now, Caroline. You know how all this works in the corporate world.
I know. And some say Succession is based on like the Murdoch family, but I'm like, it's not. It's based on the Max / HBO rival.
People only say that because they don't know about the real John Max.
That's right. But we all know.
We do.
We all know. Oh, Succession is so good. Any of you heard of this show? I binged. I mean, I just started season 4, so I'm not at the episode yet.
Okay.
But I just I binged all of the first 3 seasons in like 2.5 weeks.
I'm so proud of you. That's amazing. I'm also not caught up. I haven't seen the most recent episode.
Okay.
So are you up to the most recent one?
No, I'm up to this. I'm on season 4, episode 2, and I believe the big episode is episode 3.
I see. Okay, great.
I sort of gleaned what happens based on the many tweets and spoilers I saw. But it's also like, I mean, yeah, of course, whatever they say happens has to happen anyway.
Yeah.
All of that to say, I'm obsessed with it. And it's a masterclass in writing three-dimensional characters, because somehow I feel bad and empathetic to all of these horrible people.
Horrible people. We had a Chivroy tree topper for our Christmas tree, which I made by printing out a color photo of Chivroy and then putting it on like cardstock and putting it on the top of our tree.
May I copy that?
Please. I would love that.
I might do a Jerry tree topper.
Also a great choice.
I'm a Jerry head.
Yeah. Listen, I respect that. I love that for you.
I love Shiv. I love them all. They are all perfectly imperfect. I am, writing wise, I love Roman.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Roman and Jerry thing. It's so sick.
It's so disturbing.
It's so disturbing and also incredibly perfect and spot on and wouldn't change a thing.
I definitely think that Kieran Culkin is doing something that will be remembered as just profoundly disgusting and like, but in a good way, like for his craft. I think people are going to be like, this is a masterclass in being this particular kind of gross.
It is so – I love when Jerry calls him a slime puppy because that is basically it. Yeah, Kieran Culkin is – they're all so good. They're all – it's perfectly cast. I read the infamous Jeremy Strong New Yorker profile back when it came out, but I didn't watch the show. I, you know, as a theater kid, I felt like I could still appreciate what I was reading. Now I've gone back and read it again, and it's so great. I just love the talk of the method acting.
He seems so exhausting.
Exhausting. And I love how Brian Cox is equally exhausted by him.
Totally. English actors are just like, well, actually, is Brian Cox English or is he, maybe he's Scottish? I just...
he's non-American.
Sorry to be offensive, but I call anyone who's from England or nearby countries English.
English. That makes sense. Sure.
I feel like actors, let me say it a different way, from England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, who are some of our best actors, are so much more casual about their craft. Like, they're out here doing Shakespeare, but they're not all, like, overwrought like Jeremy Strong. They're just like, yeah, I mean, like, you're pretending to be – you just pretend. I'm playing make-believe. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, that's the whole point. I'm just pretending to be this person. And Jeremy Strong hasn't broken character since, like, 2017.
Never, not once. Have you seen the video that he did for, like – I feel like it's either like GQ or Esquire or something, some like magazine that does what are the five things you can't live without. And most people are like this is my, like the face lotion that I can't live without. This is like my noise canceling headphones. He brought like, they did a video with him and he brought a stack of like really intense like memorabilia that include like things that he carried on him when playing different characters, poetry, just like I feel like if you asked a 16-year-old who identifies as a poet to like talk about themselves, you would get this Jeremy Strong
answer.
Video. And it's like actually quite, I mean, I guess that like we all have to take a side when it comes to Jeremy Strong. Is he exhausting? And well, I guess he is exhausting. I guess the question is like, do you like that or do you not like it? But this video is sort of like, I feel like I'll send it to you, Caroline. Like you sort of appreciate that he's just so earnest and this is just like everything to him. And he's just like, he's not really like asking you to participate in it or care about it or think that he's incredible. He's just like,
is this what is he
just,
does.
Yeah, this is just like how I am.
So I don't find that exhausting coupled with his performance on the show. I think if that's what you have to do, if that's your method, I think if we were doing like Jeremy Strong is Jay in Silent Bob, like I think it would be like a different, I would be like, okay, like relax, you know what I mean? But it is sort of the performance of a lifetime. And it's like, if this is your method literally to achieving what I consider to be like such an incredible performance, so fun to watch, so pitch perfect, then like who am I to say, you know? I mean, yeah, sure, Brian Cox also amazing. Jeremy Strong is it is hard to believe he is anything other than Kendall Roy.
I know, it's like not clear to me where the line
I don't
where
even
one
know if there
ends
is one.
And the other begins. Because I've also seen Jeremy Strong in like he wears all brown a lot, which is like a Kendall thing, which is like brown is like one of those colors that like you don't see people usually walking around in like shades of brown. But the people who do it, besides Logan Eccles from Veronica Mars, are Kendall Roy and Jeremy Strong, which I just – I think – yeah, I think he's like maybe slowly morphing into him. Anyway.
It does say something. It's such a great show. And I just don't understand how you all survived the 2 years in between like seasons 3 and 4. Like didn't season 3 end like a year and a half ago?
Yeah, I think that we just like got obsessed with other stuff, you know, like House of the Dragon premiered. And
can't imagine.
People are other into all those John Star Max. Wars shows. Yeah,
other John
exactly.
Max joints.
Exactly.
I mean, this is why the payoff for me comes, you know, I went 5 years not knowing what anyone was talking about. I went 5 years without watching. But in the last 3 weeks, it's been so satisfying to be like, I don't have to wait a week. I don't have to wait a year. It's all right here in front of me.
There's really something to be said for, you know, like, yes, you miss out on the discourse, but to be fair, the discourse is usually pretty annoying. And then the upside is that you don't ever have to wait, which is great.
I would say the discourse was honestly the thing keeping me from watching the show for so
that
long.
That makes so much sense to me.
So annoying.
Everyone's like, so annoying. Like,
everyone
myself
is
included.
So annoying. I mean, yeah, of course, myself included. But also, like, I'm allowed to be annoying. I'm me.
Yeah.
Well, like, to me, I'm just me, but everyone else is annoying.
Everyone else is annoying. But like,
and I assume people think that about me too, and that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing is that like, if you're going to tweet about a popular TV show, you have to know that unless you're one of like 3 to 5 people.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really have anything to add to the conversation. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Sorry to everyone who's not like Hunter Harris, but like, probably sure. Just like gracefully bow out of this one.
Or just understand that like, it's just annoying. Like you can just say anything you want at any time, but also like just the main idea is going to be like,
No, that's so right. I think like more people, it's not necessarily like, don't talk about this stuff. It's just like, talk about it and know that it may be received poorly.
Yeah, that no one's like clamoring for your opinion, just as
although
no one is clamoring for.
I will say,
yeah,
Caroline, I yes. As someone who has not followed my own advice and tweeted about Succession, I thought that like my tweet when the Oedipal hits about Roman and Jerry is like, I mean,
Roman
and Jerry, pretty good,
tweet.
Right? But you know what? I didn't. I'm not like a. I'm not an elite like tweet crafter in the sense that like. I could have paired it with like a better screenshot. I could have phrased it better. It's like an idea that like in the hands of someone who's better at tweeting and funnier, it would have been like a good tweet.
Yeah. Okay. I understand. Like I feel like when the Oedipal, like that tweet in the not to say yours isn't the right account, but like imagine if it was like a Richard Lawson. Like if Richard Lawson tweeted when – like you should be a tweet ghostwriter.
That's what I should do.
For the elite tweeters.
That's such a good – I love that.
Because that's an incredible tweet. It's an
good
incredible
tweet.
Joke.
It's such
genius.
Thank you. Now I feel – I'm really glad I brought it up. Here's the thing. If you tweet something and it doesn't get the reception you were hoping, bring it up on a podcast.
Yeah,
and if your co-host compliments you and it's like – it's fine.
Yeah, it's almost – it's multiple retweets from me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Before we move on, now I do understand at the end of season 3 because I just finished season 3 yesterday and I gasped at the end of season 3. And now I understand all of the tweets – that came in at the end of season 3, which were, because I remember everyone at the same time tweeting Tom Wamsgans
yeah.
at the same time.
Do you know that we almost named Miles Tom Wamsgans?
I do remember that from the group chat.
From the group chat, yeah.
Oh,
but
no,
then,
maybe Manny. No.
No,
with
it was
one of them you were thinking about it.
Yeah, it was Miles. But we decided, like, this show, like... It's, you know,
Miles
a lot
is Sally's cat, not,
oh,
not
yeah.
like human
my child, my son.
It's my child, Tom Wamsgans.
First name Tom, middle name Wamsgans. Tom Wamsgans to Markin. No, but yeah, so like we were just, you know, like all those people like named their children after Khaleesi, you mm-hmm. know, in Game of Thrones. And then she turned out to like kill an entire city. And mm-hmm. they were like, oh, shoot, we shouldn't have done that. We didn't want to have mm-hmm. that experience. And like you even after season 1, you don't want to go around naming your pets after any of the Succession characters. They're all like
no.
awful, but I just love the name Tom Wamsgans so much. I think that whoever came up with that name should be recognized, be given a key to some city.
I think just a cat's name as just Wamsgans is
good.
Really funny. Though I would absolutely – I think knowing how awful all the Succession characters are, I think that's like a perfect opportunity to be like they can't get any worse and also we were expecting them to get – like I would name a cat Romulus and I am obsessed every time that Brian Cox
Romulus.
Calls yeah. Roman Romulus. It's so funny to me. Even though that's his name, it's just so funny. So, Sally, we have a few things to talk about. There are things that come up in the Facebook group often, and there are things that, like, always have – there's, like, no ever set right, wrong. But it's one of the – it's the worst thing that you can ask for a recommendation for from a huge group of people, because there is never an overwhelming answer. And the topic is socks. Everyone is really opinionated about socks. It starts arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There is no peace when someone brings up socks. And so before we really get into the products of today and what we're talking about, I gotta know, when it comes to socks, what are you wearing?
I'm one of those people who has a strong opinion and starts fights.
Let's do it. Let's start a fight.
So I used to be a runner, and when I was a runner
– I didn't know that.
Yes. I used to run a lot, and then it just – I moved on to other forms of exercise. I learned – and also at the same time, I was like in media, like writing, you know, like where product roundups and recommendations are a big thing. So I learned about how if you run in cotton socks – your feet get really sweaty, and then they either get really hot or really cold, and you get blisters. Like, and so I started running exclusively in moisture-wicking socks. Okay. It makes such a huge difference. You go on a long winter run, even if you're
– are those wool? I mean, is that the same thing?
Some of them are. Some of them are wool or wool blend, smart wool, whatever. They make a huge difference because, like, when you're – the biggest thing that wool socks have going for them, you probably know this from the wool industrial complex, is that when your feet get wet, they don't get cold like in the winter.
Yeah.
So I started exclusively wearing moisture-wicking socks for running. And then I was like, why am I wearing cotton socks anytime? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, I could be wicking the moisture away from my feet all the time.
So, right. Let's just not single out the running moments.
Exactly. So now I exclusively wear. I'm proud to be a brand ambassador for Darn Tough socks. I'm not really a brand ambassador, but I am in my heart.
In your heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wear Darn Tough exclusively in life and in exercise. The only time I wear cotton socks is when I'm just going to be like walking around the house like on the weekend or whatever. Otherwise, we're wicking moisture, baby.
Interesting. You know, no one has brought up Darn Tough, I don't think, in any of the threads. So I'm going to need you to tell us more about that. But also, like, the one question everyone's going to ask you is like, but what about Bombas?
Bombas, I'm not a Bombas head. I mean, they're cotton. I don't think they aren't all Bombas cotton.
I have no idea. I mean, that's the thing is like, I'll get into my sock preferences in a minute, but like, I mean, maybe, but like, I would assume at this point, because Bombas have taken over the sock market, that they're covering all of the different.
But here's the thing. Know?
I'm looking at the website now to see what we're working with. Tell me.
Yeah. More. I feel like Bombas is like one of these brands that has really good like branding and like, their socks tell really nice color stories, and they've, you know, broken into like, you know, Instagram or whatever. I don't necessarily think they're better socks, but I could now listen, my knowledge of this comes
you
from
you are going to get torn apart.
Torn apart. Just absolutely roasted and dragged into the sun. But here's the thing. When I was at BuzzFeed, someone sent us Bombas to try. And at least at that point, their socks were cotton. And I was like, not into it. Yeah, you're cute, but are you wicking moisture? I also really like a thin sock. That's the other thing. I do not like a thick sock. And Bombas I experienced as really thick. I want to do the thing where when people report on someone who's been charged with a crime, they say allegedly because they don't want to get like legally – they don't want to be legally liable.
Legally, I just you want to protect like, yourself.
Right. So to protect myself, I'm going to say allegedly Bombas are all really thick and I don't like thick socks. And allegedly they don't wick moisture.
People are going to lose their minds at you. I just have to tell you. I'm looking. Okay. What are Bombas made of? Our socks include a variety of materials. Okay. Always a iffy start. Which may include extra long staple cotton blend, merino wool blend, and a poly cotton blend. everything. Okay. I know everyone out there is a Bombas head. Mm-hmm. I just have to say that on the website, it is really interesting that, like, all of the, you know, all of the material under the water Bombas made of, literally all kind of say allegedly. They say, like, well, Bombas may contain.
Yeah. Listen, I'm looking at a pair of their running socks right now, their ankle socks. The other thing, by the way, is that I like either a no-show or a crew length. Is that what it's called?
You're all in or all out.
I'm all in or all out. I lean in or I lean out, sock-wise. Yeah. So here, this is women's running ankle socks, lightweight, purpose-built for running, working out movement. Bombas Hextech construction for breathability and moisture wicking. Okay. Proprietary poly/cotton blend yarns. I'm not putting cotton on my feet when I work out. This is what I'm saying. Like, they're calling it, they're like, it's our special proprietary material. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. It has cotton in it.
It's cotton. What do you mean? I mean, look, you can't own cotton. Mm-mm. Leslie Cotton owns cotton, and
that's
we all know that.
That's the whole
that.
Thing. What, I mean, we all know about
Leslie Cotton's family.
Rise to cotton ownership.
But Bombas, though, okay, as a non-worker outer, like the cotton versus wool versus moisture wicking conversation just does not apply to me because, like, the second I start sweating, my workout is over. You know what I mean? That's
but
the
sign.
But
what about when you're, like, just walking around and, like, your feet get sweaty. Does that not happen to you? The other thing is I think some people sweat in the foot and other people don't.
I am not much of a foot sweater.
Okay.
According to me. You know what I mean? Those who know me better might say otherwise. But
I think it's your opinion of your foot sweat that matters most.
It also depends on climate. Like, I just don't live in a place where my feet are ever really going to get wet or cold. So, yeah, I'm just not a foot sweater. If I have a sock on, no matter what the material, it just won't sweat. That's like the protectant for me.
I mean, listen, I think that
maybe I'm lucky. Maybe I'm special, you know?
The answer is have your feet or move to LA where the climate is hostile to foot sweating.
And then you can wear Bombas.
Now listen, the Bombas are cute. I wish that I could wear a Bomba, but let me tell you about Darn Tough.
Let you tell me about Darn Tough. Yeah, please.
Have you heard the good news about Darn Tough socks? 49% merino wool. That's what the hell I'm talking about. 47% nylon, 4% lycra.
No cotton at all.
We're wicking moisture, people. No.
What does that mean, really?
No one knows. It's impossible to know.
This is like the LED conversation. Yeah. We're like, yeah, no one knows. And it turns out everyone knows. And we're like, who knows? Okay. Well, but like, so
who can say?
Who can say? I could never Google that information. So Darn Tough socks, allegedly, because I want to protect myself, have no cotton in them?
They have no cotton and they only contain moisture wicking. I mean, you're familiar with nylon. That shit dries.
I am
quickly.
Familiar.
Like,
you're right.
I think we
but
all
nylon
know.
Nylon is sweaty. Nylon, to me, is sweaty. That's like a sweat material to me. Like a windbreaker-esque.
Are windbreakers nylon?
Yeah. Nylon's like a kind of plastic.
Now, hold on. There's no way to know, Caroline.
I'm just saying things now. I don't know. I find, like, windbreaker, athletic-esque material, I guess a lot of it is nylon, to be, like, sweaty.
Yeah, you're right. They are breathable nylon.
Yeah.
But these are only half. They're also half wool.
Okay, maybe it's the half that really sets the stage for success.
I mean, I think so. I've had – the other thing about Darn Tough that I really like is that they last forever. Like, I am wearing Darn – am I wearing Darn Tough or am I wearing Smart Wool? I'm wearing Darn Tough socks that I got for Christmas from my in-laws in like 2014.
Oh, wow.
And they're going
strong.
So
they last.
Mage. I mean, maybe Bombas do too, but I'm just saying.
Well, that's the thing that keeps coming up in the Bombas conversation in the Facebook group, which is that they often do get holes in them. That's what people say. Their customer service is amazing. They replace the socks. Oh. They no questions asked, which is like also a very reasonable reason to be brand loyal, right? Customer service is like, I would say 75% of the game, because like you can't guarantee a sock forever. That's just bad business. So if you are going to give so much lip service to how great your socks are and then you're going to get holes in them, I would hope that the second someone contacts you about that, you kind of are like, no problem. Like, we'll send you a replacement pair of socks. It's like the L.L. Bean return policy.
Totally.
You know, it's like we stand by our product. And like, you want a product that's going to charge you that much for socks, you would hope that they make a sort of brand statement about standing by their product. That's important. But there were so many people who were like, my Bombas got holes in them after like four wears or like after like six washes. And that
That
scares me a little. I'm not going to lie. It scares me.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say that like after a year, their socks were getting holes and they were getting replaced, which I personally want my socks to last longer than a year. So that wouldn't really do it for me. But a few washes, I don't know, man. I think Bombas is like allegedly one of these companies that makes something that they just have really good brand recognition. Like I said, they tell good color stories and people associate them with quality, even if they're not necessarily quality.
I mean, look, that's disclaimer. Those are Sally's words, not mine. So start this is fight not with them in the Facebook group.
This is not the official position of G Thanks Just Bought It.
I mean, honestly, it kind of is, because here we are. I like Bombas, but also like I don't think I have the highest expectations for my socks. And I am not as picky because I'm also not like I don't have a sweaty foot and I'm not really working out. So for me, socks are like, are they falling down? You know, like do they feel good on my foot? I don't know. Like my rubric, I guess, for sock rating is different than yours. But for I always get confused about wool socks. Like, aren't they hot? I don't like wool at all. I won't wear a wool sweater. It makes me feel itchy and claustrophobic. So
maybe
it's different with wool socks, but I've always just heard the word wool and thought, no, not for me, thanks.
So there's like that thick, itchy wool, but then there's also – now, listen, there's no way to know about different types of wool and how they make it. There isn't.
And we would never look it up. We're just going to say it.
Because there's no way to know. We're not going to spend our time trying to find answers that don't exist.
None of my business. Yeah.
But there's like merino wool, which is, I think, what most of these socks are made of. And they're not thick. They're not itchy. The thing about wool famously keeps you warm in winter and cool in summer. It's like a very high.
Like a lie. Big wool lie. You have wool. It's
sorry,
for winter.
I meant to say and allegedly.
They've allegedly rebranded to be like, no, but you can also wear us in summer. The warmest material. Sally,
you're calling bullshit.
You're in the pocket of big wool, and it's obvious by this conversation.
I came here making huge assertions, and I have no facts to back them up.
Just your passion.
Just my passion.
So merino wool, I get that. That's different than like 100% wool sweater, itch, itch, itch. But like, you're telling me a thick wool sock is actually great to keep you cool on a 95 degree day?
Well, listen to this. Listen to this from shepherdsdream.com.
Yes. Okay.
Wool absorbs moisture from the atmosphere of greater humidity to create a drier environment as a way of maintaining balance. This means in the winter, wool helps to hold in your body heat, while in summer, wool helps to cool your body off.
I'm realizing in real time that my favorite slippers obviously are Glare-Ups. Or Glare-Ups. Do you know about these?
No.
They are, now I'm laughing thinking about what I've just said, 100% wool slippers. But I don't associate them with the wool of my itch of the winter. And
how do you spell that? Oh, here we go.
Glerups.
Oh, yeah. I've seen these on – these are like L.L. Bean, right?
Amazing. They might sell them – they're – seriously, some of the most comfortable slippers I own. got them as a gift 1 year, and they will last forever. But the whole thing about these, now it's all making sense to me. I love to learn in real time. You know what I mean? I'm a sponge. Give me all the knowledge.
Sure.
You're not supposed to wear socks with these. That's the whole point.
But then don't your feet get sweaty?
Oh, no,
but you're saying
because
they're wool.
They're wool.
Oh, my God.
And we have just come full circle on the wool. They keep your feet cool. You can wear them in the summer. You can wear them in the winter. I can't believe I forgot. I have a case study for big wool in my house that I recommend to so many people. But it just doesn't – it's like felted wool in a way. I don't know. I just think about wool sweaters and I'm like, no. But – the glare-ups are like a lifelong – you should get these, Sally. You would love
them. Well, I was
going
to say, I need them really bad because I always wear socks with my slippers because
no,
I don't –
no, you don't need to do that here.
Like when my feet sweat because I think
– oh, you won't be sweating in these.
Yeah, these aren't wool. They're faux fur. Yeah, I need to get
– you got to get these. And get
I'm
the ones
these.
With the grippy bottom because you could like run out to the mailbox in them. Like –
I'm always running to the mailbox.
And I'm always running to the mailbox. I never walk. I'm constantly
running. You can't walk. It's illegal in many states.
You know, you have your indoor shoes. You have your outdoor shoes. But then you have your indoor-outdoor shoes, which are like, you know, the dog walking shoes, the like going across the street to get coffee shoes. Like the glare-ups have different styles. I have the like short boot version, but I really love the like little slip-on clog.
I think I'm going to go slip-on. See, I have exclusively outdoor and exclusively indoor. I don't like to walk inside in anything that's been outside.
Mm.
So I would use these as indoor, and then I just have sneakers that I slip on when I need to do my sprint to the mailbox.
Well, I would still recommend the grippy sole, and especially if you have wood floors. Just
no, definitely, it's happening
from a slippery perspective. But they are
just from I'm a safety head.
You're a safety head, exactly. They're so comfortable, and they're wool. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, like, how could I have been so blind? So from farm to foot is their whole thing. It's always been a clear objective to produce all of our products with care for human and for nature. All of our models are designed in Denmark and manufactured at our own factory in Romania. We aspire to the highest quality, and therefore we demand a strict quality control in the production, which I love. Our skilled staff work conscientiously and are conscious of the company's and the customer's quality requirements. So their wool mix is glare-ups started with wool from their own Gotland sheep. Over the years, we have found the perfect mix of wool to give your glare-ups a long life. I will say, I have had mine for 5 years, and there's nothing wrong with them.
Well.
And L.L. Bean slippers get a lot of wrecks, but that faux fur wears down quickly and gets sweaty.
It does. It gets so sweaty.
That is sweaty. We mix Scotland wool from Denmark with quality crossbreed white wool from New Zealand, all of which lives up to the highest standards for uniform quality and animal welfare. 100% pure natural wool is used for our slippers, which either have a soft leather sole or natural rubber, except for the baby shoes, which have no outsole. Wool is temperature regulating. Many people use wool to keep warm, but in fact, wool can also keep the body feel cool.
Well,
wool absorbs moisture, you're right, without feeling damp, up to 70% by weight, by the way. This significantly outperforms synthetic fibers or cotton. It's particularly advantageous in the summer when it's hot outside. Okay, I mean, maybe big wool has to do a better job at being like, this is a summer material.
It's true because I feel like more people need to know why no one is talking about this. I should tweet about how no one is talking about this.
No one's talking about wool. We've been so distracted by our phones. We got our head in our phones.
Social media.
Social media.
The woke
succession,
mob.
The woke Antifa. wool is self-cleaning. Now they're just –
Now
they are
I'm
just pissing
suspicious.
On my leg. Now yeah. They are just pissing on my leg and telling me it's wool. Because that if wool is a natural product with self-cleaning properties. This is due to the natural fat of the wool fiber, lanolin. As the sheep get wet, a process is created between the lanolin and the sheep's natural basic salts from perspiration. This is science, which together, this is women in STEM. This is wool and stem. To some extent, we benefit from the same characteristics when the wool is transformed into a blouse or a pair of slippers. A wool blouse. Okay. Therefore, it is not necessary to wash wool products very often. It's better off just to let them breathe in for a nice day in the garden. I mean, really? Big Wool is telling me to go hang my wool in the garden.
Which I already do. I don't even need that advice.
I'm constantly putting my wool in the garden.
You
need these slippers. I can't even believe I have like, I just pretended I was so anti-wool when I'm so pro-wool.
You're with me in the pocket of big wool.
I'm in the wool pocket of big wool. And I'm warm and I'm hot and it's summer and it's winter.
It's keeping you cool. The pocket is keeping you cool. It's keeping you warm. It's wicking moisture. Right. It's an amazing place to be.
Wow. This is like actually – like socks aren't – my feet do get sweaty in a sweaty slipper. That's kind of it.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I know. But I mean that doesn't happen like in a Converse. It doesn't happen in my Hokas. Like I can wear whatever sock with any other but in a sweaty slipper, my feet get hot. And I do not like the feeling of my feet getting hot. Because if your feet are hot, now I understand. Because what I experience when I wear a sweaty slipper is what you say you experience when you wear cotton when you work out.
Yeah.
Which is like when your feet get hot, your entire body temperature is like irregulated.
Sweaty slipper syndrome. Yeah, your whole body. It's Ms.
I used to not even be able to pee with shoes on because I didn't like feeling constricted as a child. Isn't that funny?
That's so funny and weird and adorable.
It's like weird and adorable. And then like it's one of those things where you like kind of get older and then you go to college where like you're sharing a bathroom with people or like, you know, you're like in this routine where like school is also home and like you can't really go barefoot into the bathroom at college.
Mm-mm. No, no, no.
And that kind of made me realize like, but I don't want to be wearing shoes when I'm peeing. And, you know, you find out a lot about yourself. That's why they say college is a time for self-discovery. Because I realized I just wanted to be barefoot in the bathroom.
That's the main reason. I have like a conflicted relationship to being barefoot. I don't even really like to be barefoot in my home. I like a barrier between my foot and like the world. A sock
then you
or a
will
slipper.
Love. The glare ups. You
I'm
really
the
will.
Glare up.
I'm really
so
excited.
Much like glow up. I'm so distracted by it.
It is a foot glow up, and it's just such. Also, like, go on their website. The quality of their website is really incredible. They have like just a video of like, you know, the sheep, just like having a lovely life.
Just knowing that they provide moisture wicking.
Yeah, they're like here we are in the summer, and here we are in the winter.
Comfortable at all times.
Do you care? Are you more likely to be wearing a not an ankle sock, because none of us like ankle socks. A crew sock, past the ankle into the shin, or a no-show?
In the warm weather, a no-show.
Okay.
In the any other time of year, a crew.
Have you tried? Because no-shows, the problem with no-shows is they always slip down past the heel.
Yeah.
And another thing of my childhood is that like a thing that my parents will always say, oh, this is a thing you were always like, I was very sensitive to the sensory of the of a sock slipping down.
Oh, interesting.
And I would like cry about it. And I would just say, aww, my socks are all crumbly down.
Oh, and that's so cute.
Isn't that so cute? But it was just a thing I was really super sensitive to. So still as an adult, like, I find that the no-show socks, similarly to other big socks, promise a lot and often don't deliver. But my friend Lee introduced me to Ondo socks.
Okay, I'm listening.
And they are really, really good no-shows. Like, they will not slip.
Now, are they real no-show? Because you know some no-show socks, you put them on and it's like, this is showing.
You're like, this is show-show.
This is not no-show, it's show-show.
They actually have different cuts. It kind of depends on the sneaker or the shoe that you are trying to not show a sock under. So they have like a low-cut no-show, I believe. Yeah, I'm looking at their website right now. And they have like I'll show you. Let me send you this website. They have different cuts, but they will not come off. And I'm particular – and I'm sensitive, and I've been sensitive, ever since I was a child. It was like the first thing I was sensitive about.
I'm going to get these because I'm always – so they don't – do they have like grippy ankles or something?
I just put them in the chat between us. They do. They have – I mean, I have so many – I have so many sock tabs open right now. I just open Darn Tough, then I open Glare Ups, and I like – it's just full sock.
Your ads are going to be amazing. Oh, I know. These look really comfy.
Yeah, they're really – and they will last. I have a pair of the cotton, but they do have merino wool, so don't worry.
Okay, good. Phew.
They have like yoga socks, which are like extremely grippy on the bottom. They have
merino like, wool no-show socks. Oh right. My God.
I know. And they have like the – did you see the low cut versus the regular cut?
Yes. I never knew that my love for no-show, my combined fur merino wool – could ever be put together. I'm so excited that they can be.
Yeah, and they and you save 5% on the pack of four. Like I guess you know, buying them gets you a couple bucks off. They're not cheap. It's almost $60 for a pack of four socks. The thing about socks too is like so not hard, but like so frustrating to put them in the wash because. They disappear into the black hole of socks. Like, what's your method when, if you're wearing the same socks that you wore, you know, almost a decade ago, mm-hmm. like, what's your process when you put them in the wash? Because you have to have something beyond just a regular wash because everyone knows, like, there's always a rogue sock in the drawer. You're always, like, sometimes when you're being lazy, you, like, pair up two socks that aren't a pair.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's your, do you have a system?
I just let go and let God. I mean, really? I will say that my no-show socks, I bought a bunch last summer and now they all seem to be gone and Andrea says that she did not take them. So the no-show socks, allegedly.
Please.
The no-show socks, the really, really no-show ones that are essentially just like covering your toes and like yeah. a little bit of your heel. Yeah. Those I do have a hard time keeping track of because they're like this big, like they're so tiny. But
right.
so otherwise, I haven't had a problem. But these Andos, they look fairly substantial. Like
they do.
I feel like I wouldn't lose them. But you know, some people like put a safety pin, you know, and they like pin a pair together and wash
That's
them.
That's so much work. I mean, what Emma? It's not. You know what I mean? Like, what is this 1956? Lisa smile. A safety pin.
A safety
People
pin.
People own safety pins. I don't think that's true.
I don't, and allegedly. I wouldn't even know where to get these alleged safety pins. No one knows where
you
to get them.
You can't buy them anymore.
No, you can't even.
They're never on sale. I did a thing for a while, which is like, you know, this is a true January thing for me. It's like, this is the year. I don't lose a sock, and I keep them all together. They're those like mesh laundry bags.
Oh, yeah. Small ones. That's such a good idea.
Instead of putting the socks into the hamper, I used to, again, I don't do this anymore because I got lazy and I fell off of it. But when I was feeling like organized about my laundry, I literally attached with a rubber band, a mesh bag or like a, what did I do? Like a keychain, something that attached to my hamper. And instead of putting socks in the hamper, I just put them in the mesh bag. And that actually really helped. And then I would wash the mesh bag as itself. Like you just throw in the mesh bag.
That's so smart.
It is so smart. But it is the extra step. And if you fall off, it's hard to climb back on that wagon, you know? Maybe I'll start it up again. It did actually work. Maybe I'll buy a bunch of like really nice socks and as a treat. To me, a person who has never not bought things as a treat.
Right.
And then I will get back into my mesh bag sock. I'll link a mesh bag for the show notes because they're on Amazon and those are easy.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, it's true that it is extra work, but to me, that's not a kind of extra work that would like be prohibitive. Like I think I would.
Wow, you're more evolved than I am in terms of extra work, I guess is what you're saying.
If it was one nanosecond more time consuming or labor intensive, I would not do it. But this, for whatever reason, this particular thing seems like I could do it. But, you know, we'll see if I actually do. I say this now. Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how hard can it be? And it turns out, you know, changing your routines are hard. But like it is, and maybe I just didn't figure out like the method that made it the easiest for me. And maybe I'll go back and now try to figure out like what about it like wasn't easy, you know, like what about it wasn't, it shouldn't be that hard. So what there, I must've been missing something. Anyway, you know, something
you have to start journaling about it. And that'll help you
figure say
it
that
out.
As if I don't have multiple journals full of my thoughts on the mesh bag and the socks.
That you're right. But I made an assumption, which I
you were
have.
Like allegedly you never journaled about it, and I was like allegedly I did.
And an instance where I'm glad I said allegedly because you could have sued me for defamation.
And I might still because
and you might
I'm very litigious. As
you're
we
feeling
all know.
Defamed, and you're very litigious. That's the major thing about Caroline.
People are going to hear this, Sally. Okay, and they're going to say she didn't even journal about her sock journey. So how could she know anything about her sock journey?
I've and it's like you don't even reputation. Know how.
Exactly. Thank you so much. I feel like. We packed a lot of punch into the sock conversation, and I am so looking forward to the explosion of the Bombas heads. It was almost too good of a troll episode to do.
I hope that Bombas heads know, if they haven't already turned off this episode in a rage.
If they aren't already suing us.
I want you to know that I see you and I respect you.
Absolutely.
And there's no part of me that thinks that anything you're doing is wrong or bad. Just know.
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't.
Just know that everyone has to make their own personal choices about the socks they wear. It's between you and your God.
Yeah. You can't have government interference with socks.
No.
That would be too far. In 2023, that would be too far.
Way too far.
I can't. I'm going to rev up the old sock thread again in the Facebook group when this episode comes out. I want people to fight. I also want you guys to find just an opponent, you know, like a Red Rover situation, or like where everyone sort of in hockey, when two players are fighting, you kind of just find the closest player to you that's on the other team and you just hit them.
Just start throwing punches.
I think I want to see that in the sock thread. But we'll link to the Ondo socks and the Darn Tough and the Glare Up slippers. And yeah, we'll even link to the Bombas because I also want you guys to see on the website how they're like, yeah, these Bombas might contain these materials. Who can say allegedly? And I'm also going to link to a pair that I haven't talked about, but I found these, like, if you're a cotton sock person like me, Amazon has these really great white, easy crew socks that I've been really enjoying. But those are for the non-pickies.
And I would like
not like
I wouldn't,
socks.
But God bless all of you who aren't picky about your socks, because it's like, it's such a, it's like, if I could have one fewer thing in my life to like worry about and
to
think
not
about
have an opinion about.
And, yeah. If I could have fewer opinions, that would be great. Unfortunately, it's not going to be socks for me.
I know. All right. Well, this was actually really great. I'm excited that you're going to buy Ondo socks and Glare Ups. I can't remember the last time we did an episode where you walked away having spent big bucks before the episode ended.
But I'm gonna, it's gonna
happen.
It's
been a while. You've developed a tough skin about letting me influence you on things.
I have, but I mean, the Glare Ups are definitely happening. The Ondos are definitely happening. The thing I have to do regarding the Glare Ups is I have to obsess a little bit about color.
The size. Oh, the color.
Size, I think I'm going to be okay. But yeah. So anyway, I have some things to figure out, but it's
you have
it's
some journaling
happen.
To do.
I have some journaling. I'm going to be doing a lot of journaling in the next few days.
I can't wait to hear the sock opinions. And with that, we will see you next week for another episode. Everything's linked in the show notes. As always, join the Facebook group. It's lively, and it will be sure to be more lively after this episode. Follow us on Instagram. Do things just bought it pod. And we'll catch you next week. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
You just listened to another episode of Do Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the GThanks Instagram at GThanksJustBoughtItPod and the GThanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at caroline@gthanksjustbought.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. GThanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our GThanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/GThanks and friends.